Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Story here out of Copenhagen, Denmark. A wealthy driver has been fined $129,000 for speeding in Finland, where such penalties are calculated on the basis of the offender's income. Quoting here, I really regret the matter, the wealthy driver said. His name is Anders Wicklof. Wicklof was driving 51 miles per hour in a 31 mile per hour zone when police stopped and ticketed him on Saturday. Along with getting the fine, he had his driver's license suspended for 10 days.
Man, they don't play
around. They don't mess around.
And they fine you based on your income.
No yes. way.
That's why he was only going 20 miles over the speed limit. But the fine is $129,000.
Now, that's an interesting topic.
If you're rich, you can speed all day long. You don't care.
Do you pay fines based on income? We pay taxes based on income.
We do? Well, yeah. Why not? But then, aren't you punishing somebody for being successful?
Yes.
I mean, if I got a ticket, or check that, if I'm going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, and my daughter is going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, aren't we committing the same crime? But you're going to charge me more?
Well, but isn't taxes also punishing you for being more successful?
Yes. To some extent. It's a fair point. It was not the first time that Wicklof was caught driving too fast. In 2018, he was fined $68,000.
My goodness. What if you're a tourist over there?
And in 2013, he was fined $102,000 for speeding. Driver's license suspended for 10 days for going 20 miles over the speed limit.
Does anyone ever drive over there? Or do they just know better and so they don't break the rules ever?
I don't know the answer to that.
Colleges will soon be able to hide a student's race on admissions applications.
I love this story.
This is through the Common App. Anyone who's ever had a kid apply for college, you know what the Common App is. It's basically the clearinghouse where you can put all your information in and then apply through that app to a variety of places. If requested, the Common App will now conceal basic information about race and ethnicity.
Including your name?
I believe so, Scott. A move that could help schools if the Supreme Court ends affirmative action.
Which they are going to. They are going to end affirmative action.
The Times story says this. The court is expected to rule soon against race-conscious admissions.
Which I'm all for.
And beginning August 1st, colleges, in anticipation of that, will be able to hide the information in those boxes from their own admissions teams.
So you basically get in on your own qualifications.
Yes.
Which means what?
Well, it means it will level the playing field to your GPA, how interesting your essay is, if they even keep essays because of all of the AI that now helps with that. And it also means statistically that the numbers of certain ethnic groups in college admissions.
Read that, South and East Asian students.
Are going to explode.
And I'm fine with that.
Because they have phenomenal grades and test scores.
That's right. I'm fine with that. I could not care less if Harvard and Yale and Princeton were 100% South and East Asian students. Could not care less. If you have earned it, then you get it. And I'm done with the, well, we need college to be a diverse, open, blah, 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 blah. No, you don't go to college to experience diversity. You experience that on a daily basis in real life. You go to college to learn.
During oral arguments, the Supreme Court justices spent considerable time discussing the race box and the checking of that box. Now, listen to this. Masking the race boxes could give universities a measure of plausible deniability when it comes to lawsuits. However, essays are a less likely target. As a practical matter, it's hard to redact mentions of race from the many thousands of application essays that colleges receive every year. 50,000 applications, by the way, at Harvard alone.
When I applied for KU and Nebraska, I don't ever remember writing an essay.
They didn't ask what is the hardship in your life? Because if you,
I don't remember it.
If you want the college to know more about you, you can find creative ways to get that into an essay. And if you don't, you can find ways to hide it.
Who's to guarantee that you're telling the truth?
The hardship essay isn't typically for your, you know, standard KU admission. It would be for like a specialty engineering program within the school of KU.
KU 100% asked my daughter the hardship question 2 years ago in an essay.
I don't recall Maya having to fill out.
But I don't think my second daughter, Sam, had to answer it.
I don't remember Maya filling one out.
My oldest daughter did. It was named one difficult time in your life that you had to overcome something, and how did you overcome? And I hate that question.
So yeah, I had to do hardship essays for all of my scholarship programs that I applied for, but just as a liberal arts student, they didn't care.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.